Okay, so we're on Perek Rishon, and we're on the first Perek, the eighth Mishnah, Mishnah Ched. Yudah ben Tabai, v'Shimon ben Shatach, and Shimon ben Shatach, kiblu mehem, received from them. Yudah ben Tabai omeh, Yudah ben Tabai says, Al ta'as atzmecha k'orche hadayonim. Don't make yourself like the orche hadayonim. Whatever orche dayanim means, people who order out the law, literally. They order it in what way? See what it means, they order out the law. And then it says, so, chay dayanim, because you bale dinim, and when the people, the defendant and the, how you say, the person who's being prosecuted, person being prosecuted, not the prosecutor itself.
The litigants.
Omdim lefanech, when they're standing in front of you, they're speaking to the dayan now, I'm based in. Why this is a major thing that we have to know, Pirkei Avos, I don't know. You beinecha, they should be in your eyes like Rishayim. So when they're standing in front of you, litigants are standing in front of you, you, the dayan, see them as Rishayim. Right? V'kishiniftarim lefanecha, and when they leave you, you beinecha kesakayim, let them be meritable. That'll be in your eyes meritable. When that is, kishikiblu alem et hadin, when they received upon themselves the din, when they accepted the psak din of the base din. That means, dayanim is different. First of all, it's saying, don't be an orche dayan. Whatever an orche dayan means, I mean, like, you know, that's what we call orach din, means a lawyer nowadays, right? I don't know if it means in the Mishnah, because don't place yourself like that. What does it mean, don't place yourself like that? We have to work out what that one is. Then it says, when the litigants are in front of you, look at them as bad people, as Rishayim. When they leave you, if they accept upon themselves the din, look at them as meritorious. Thank you. If I was learning the laws of Beis Din, the laws in Sanhedrin, this would be a good Mishnah to have in Sanhedrin. Very nice Mishnah. But this is Pirkei Avos. This is supposed to be teaching me about Ben Adam La'atzma, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. How I personally look at life, and how I personally deal with my own self, my characteristic traits. These are major statements of each generation. So, what? I mean, not everyone's a dayan. Not everyone's sitting in Beis Din. The mute, the vice minority of people. In judgment, being the judges. What does this need this in Pirkei Avos here? What's this doing here? Doesn't make sense. And also, when it comes to us, we just learned the rule. Have you done it? Kol adam lekaf schus. Judge everyone lekaf schus. Right? So obviously, I don't know what's happening here. It says, judge people unfavorably. When they receive upon yourself the din, then judge them favorably. So this Mishnah seems to be just for Dayanim. Okay? I don't know. It seems to be very strange that this Mishnah should be here. And we're going to get another Mishnah afterwards, right? It's going to be about... I mean, maybe we'll do it together. Let's see if we'll do it together. Shimon ben Shatach omer. Shimon ben Shatach says, right? Avimar belachkor ta'idim. Spend a lot of time investigating the witnesses. Be careful with the words you use when you investigate them. Shema mitocham, perhaps through them, you'll medula shaker. They'll learn to lie. You'll teach these Edom to lie. So be careful how you use your words. That's a general rule that I need to know for the whole of mankind. So you're telling me a din and how to look and how to be investigate Edom. What do I need to know that for? And if I don't know how to investigate them well, they'll learn from my words to lie. So we have like two Mishnayos here in the middle of nothing, telling us about how a dayan should behave. Very nice. Okay. So we have here two Mishnayos. Let's reiterate. We have two Mishnayos. One speaking about how should a dayan be. He shouldn't be like an orach din. He shouldn't be whatever orach din means. Literally, nowadays in modern Hebrew translates as a lawyer. We'll see, there's a pshat, maybe like that, something like that. And then it says, he should, when he sees the people in front of him, the litigants, he should look at them as Rishayim, And then when they leave them and accepted the din of the Beis Din, you should look at them as meritorious. And then it says, you know what? When you're checking up on our witnesses, yeah? Check on them well, right? And be careful with your words so they won't learn to lie. These are all dinim, shaykh, to how to be a judge in Beis Din. This isn't telling me anything about my life, it seems to be. And that's very weird. Pirkei Avos is all about, the Reina Yonah says, we said that, it's Ben Adam Le'atzmo. That means it's a general thing, it's not just for a dayan. So what is that? Yes, okay, so we have to work out. It doesn't make sense. It seems, we're going to learn the Mishnah first, but it seems that obviously this is something related to us. There are times or there are situations when we ourselves behave like judges. I.e. we do judge situations. Ah, we're supposed to judge the kafschus. So how comes we do judge situations? There will be situations where we'll be judging. We'll see situations, we naturally judge them. So now, first we're going to learn the Mishnah simple. And then we're going to learn it, what it's related to us. So let's see Rabbeinu Yonah here. First let's see the pshatim. See the simple pshat of the Mishnah. So it says, don't be like Orche HaDayanim. What is Orche HaDayanim? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rosh, Orche HaDayanim means Rosh HaDayanim, the head of the judges. Kamo Shama Bereshis Rabbah, in the Midrash, Bereshis Rabbah, Ve'efron Yoshe B'top Neched, Efron, the one who sold the Ma'at HaMachpelah, he sold the Ma'at HaMachpelah to Avram. He wasn't such a nice guy, right? Bo'to Yom Minu Hu Arche. They placed him as an Arche, with an Aleph. So Orche is the Lashon of Arche. I and Aleph interchangeable. And what does Arche mean? Kloma, Rosh HaDayanim. They placed him because of the Chashivas of Avram, because the importance of Avram, they placed him the head of the Dayanim. Right? Not anyone can sell their field to Avram. Only if you're the head of the Dayanim, you're an Av Beis Din, you're fitting to sell your field to Avram. See who Avram must have been, right? V'gam v'yishlach Yaakov Malachim. Also we see in the Parsha, in Midrash Rabbah, he's bringing his rayas, that when Yaakov sent messengers, sent angels to Arba Ma'ot Ish, 400. Now, I just mentioned something here. He sent 400 messengers, right? Mm-hmm. How much was Sadeh Machpelah sold for?
400 shekels.
So Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us an interesting midrash, right? Isn't he? He says, the midrash Rabbah says, by the 400 shekels of Ephron, he was Rosh Dayanim, he was Arche, Loshon Rosh Dayanim. And we see in Vayishlach Yaakov, when he sent how many malachim? 400 angels, right? 400. Arche Rosh Halistim. They were the heads of the Ganavim. Arche is Rosh Halistim. To who he sent them? To the Rosh of the Listim. The head of these people who were with Esav, anyway. V'gam ba'aruch, the aruch says, timsa aruche v'loshem, v'lesham b'farash oto. And there explains it in the same way. Alright, so we see, now, Rabbeinu Yonah is cryptic here. He's telling us the 400 shekels of Ephron, the 400 malachim that were sent to these listim, right? This 400 angels sent. What's this 400? What does 400 mean? First of all, the letter Taf, right? The letter Taf is 400. Taf is the end of the alphabet. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to understand. What's this 400? Why is this? I mean, you know, the Torah doesn't mention. I mean, what bit of Torah do we learn from how much money exactly Avram gave to Ephron? And how many malachim does it matter that Yaakov sent to Esav? What does that matter? What do we need to know that? What bit of Torah are we learning from that? And now we're learning, Orche HaDayanim is something that we don't want you to be. Why? Because you want to be the head of Dayanim. So let's see. Obviously these relationships, they have to be similar. Right? There has to be similarity between Ephron and Esav. Right? The Rosh Alistim and Ephron, the Rosh Dayanim, right? And this is something we don't want you to be. So there's certain midah here that we don't want you to be. And against this midah is the midah of 400. 400 is the biggest numerical number in the alphabet. That's tough. Okay? So now let's see what it's talking about. Perush. Zehu al tasatzmecha ke orchei dayanim. This is the perush of don't be like these orchei dayanim, these lawyer sort of thing. What does it mean, lawyer? Means we're going to see it's another perush. We'll get that's the second perush. Shishalucha, they will ask you the tumalehem hadayanim. They will ask you. You're the head of the dayanim. Other dayanim will ask you. Right? After they will hear from you your opinion, the other dayan will go, others, ladun, and they'll go and pass the din. The head of the Beis Din told us, this is the din. Don't make yourself like them. In other words, don't make yourself with an opinion. And now all the Dayanim are going to go say, the head of the Dayan says like this, we're all going to go with him. Why do you have three people in Beis Din for? Because you have, right? And we heard, when you have a Sanhedrin, you ask for the person who knows the least first, and then the Rosh has Sanhedrin, he's the one who answers last, in order that everyone will have an opinion. The point is, you want other people's opinion. You don't want a Paskin Adin. A Beis Din of one is not a Beis Din. Beis Din of two, the Gemara says, is according to Shul, Beis Din Chotzuf. It's an arrogant Beis Din. It's a brazen Beis Din.
Oh, two?
Yeah, two.
Okay, you think they could do the job with ten?
Yeah, two is an brazen Beis Din. That means a Chotzuf. What's Chutzpah come from? Arrogance. So one is a very arrogant Beis Din. So we're seeing, don't make yourself, I have an opinion, listen to me. My opinion, that's it. I have an opinion. You might be a big rabbi, you might be a big person, you might think you're a big person. My opinion is, that's it. There's no other opinion. I have opinion, that's the opinion. Don't make yourself that way. Now, if we go back to Ephron, what happens there with Ephron? With Avram? Avram comes and buys a field for his wife who died. She wants to bury him. It was anyway going to be his field. It's Eretz Yisrael, in Chevron, right? Remember what we said, Chevron is Chibu Tenun. This was Sharon Nun. He didn't stumble on this place. This was the place where he was connected to the higher worlds. That's Chevron. Here it is, next to nobody. Ephron says, you know what? We're friends. You and Avram are friends. You and Mr. Nobody and Avram are friends. I'll give it to you for free. In the end, he took 400 shekels over Lesocha. Good ones. That everyone wanted. Full, good gold coins that are over Lesocha. 400. 400 is the biggest number in the alphabet. He did the opposite of Beit Shammai. He said, a lot. And did zero. What are you, money between us? I'll give you, what do you need money? Just take. And then he took an absorbent amount of money for it. What's that midah there? What's that midah? Where's that midah come from? Magili. I deserve it. You need it? I deserve it. It's my land. I deserve the best for it. Where does that come from? I deserve it.
Arrogance.
Right. It comes from arrogance. Esav. What was the problem with Esav? Yaakov says, Yesh li hakol, I have all that I need. What does Esav say? Yesh li rav, I have lots. I have lots. That's Rash, Chazal say, that's the midah of arrogance. When you pass an adin, don't be arrogant. Don't think you're the only opinion in the world. This is the emes. I have the only opinion. What I say is emes, what you say is sheker, I'm going to prove to you you're wrong. No, it's not terror. Don't play yourself ka'orche adayanim. Even if you're a big, you're the rosh adayanim. We're not speaking about the small guy. The small guy, you're arrogant? Yeah, we understand why you're arrogant. You don't know anything. You think you have opinion. Well, your opinion is the most important opinion. Your opinion is the opinion. A person who's learned, and he's the Rosh HaDayanim, we're telling him, you know what? Listen to what other people are here. You have another two Dayanim with you? Listen to them. We listen to the smaller one first, the second smaller one, and then you give your opinion. And why we do it that way? So that you open your mind to other opinions. You open your mind to other opinions. There are other opinions in how to think and how to learn. Don't place yourself ka'ocha dayanim. Don't have the arrogance of Ephron. Don't have the arrogance of Aesop. We learn the word archi from there. I don't know the word, but erech, right? Orche dayanim comes from the word erech. Erech means give value. Archi means length. La aroch. With an aleph means length, right? So we're saying the archi and orchi the same. Length. And we're saying, and so we're learning the same word. Orchi dayanim means give yourself length and give yourself, you know, presence, give yourself worth. Don't give yourself so much worth. Don't give yourself so much length. Don't think you're such a high, you know, highfalutin whoever you are, right? You're high up there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think that. Or that you're so important. Your opinion is the opinion. No one else has an opinion. That's what we're learning. So can you read the 400, the biggest letter in the Jewish alphabet, 400? I have so much, I have 400. 400 shekel, right? So can you read that word? It's a word that represents arrogance. It's not balanced. You want the most in the Jewish alphabet. You want the 400. He sent to Esav the biggest 400 people. 400, the most you can send. So that's what we're learning from here. We're learning something which is very important for us. You have an opinion. Of course. You have an opinion and you're worthy of your opinion. You're the Rosh Beis Din. You're the head. Of course you have an opinion. Even you, the Rosh Beis Din, you've learned. You know. You sometimes, right? And you're discussing something. You're trying to work out something. Something which is unclear. You have an opinion. Listen to people who know less. And reform that opinion. Listen means, what we learned before, give the other opinion worth. Work out why they have that opinion. Why you have an opinion. Your opinion isn't the most important opinion. It's not the only opinion in Judaism. There are other opinions. Listen. Give them worth. You might stay still to be halacha. You might still have the same psak. But there's a difference if you come to that psak after you listen to other opinions. Not that you impose your opinion. I'm the Rosh Dayan. I have an opinion. Don't make yourself ka'ocha dayanim. When other people, you have an opinion. I don't have an opinion. I have lots of opinions, right? But listen to other people's opinion. Hear them. Oh, disagree. After you heard, after you understood, disagree. You're going to disagree with another person. You can have your opinion, right? I'm not going to, you know, if someone comes up to me and says, you know what, Rabbi, you should do like this. The from world should do like this. And I have an opinion. I don't have to change my opinion. I can listen. That depends. We're not talking about some idiot coming and speaking. We're talking about other dayanim. We're talking about people who are kosher and are from and are serious and really have opinions. We're talking about, like, you know, the newspaper opinions. We're not talking about that sort of thing. We're talking about normal kosher yidden who have an opinion. People who have learned to know. Right, you're learning something, trying to understand something. You have an opinion. That, listen, not to stupidity, not to someone, you know, you meet someone on the street, you know, like you meet someone on the bus and he starts talking about the Haredim or starts about the Haredi world who knows nothing about anything. That's not considered an opinion. Yeah, maybe you listen to him. If he's a reasonable person, you know, if he's not like, you know, just trying to, you know, if he's reasonable, you have to weigh. You have to listen in order to know if a person's opinion. Most of the time, generally, people outside the world that you live in who don't have a right framework, usually their opinions are less valid unless they're an educated, thinking person who's, you know, who's reasonable in there. Then you can listen. Listen and you weigh their opinion and think about it, but probably you'll throw it away. But the point is that you listen and you don't think, oh, I have an opinion, nothing to talk about. You understand? Yeah.